You're listening to Real Estate Moments with Raymond podcast, and this is episode 2. I am your host, Raymond Jordan. I would like to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to tune into the program. In this week's program, we will take a look at the OLA community statistics and address a question that was submitted by a program listener. OLA is a highly sought-out suburban community of McDonough, Georgia. I would also like to touch on some key things regarding this community. OLA is a part of District 1. There are 5 schools within this community: Sharon Christian Academy, a private preschool that was founded by Sharon Baptist Church, which is one of the oldest churches within Henry County; Mainstay Academy, a special education school; OLA Elementary, which has a student enrollment of 918 students. The student-teacher ratio is 15.8. The school is ranked 443rd out of 1,209 Georgia elementary schools. We have OLA Middle School, which has a current student enrollment of 1,177 students. The student-teacher ratio is 17.3. The school is ranked 104th out of 543 Georgia middle schools. OLA High School, which has a current student enrollment of 1,560. The student-teacher ratio is 16.7. The school is ranked 99th out of 428 Georgia high schools. Now let's touch on some real estate matters within this community. For the active home listings, the average days on the market is 65, and the median price is over $279,000. The sold home listings, the average days on the market is 37, and the median price is over $240,000. The homes that are considered as under contract listings, average days on the market is 46, and the median price of $250,000. Then we have the expired listing average days on the market, which is 70, with a median price of $284,900. OLA's short distance to downtown McDonough makes it accessible to a number of food locations. This is the segment of the program where the local and loyal listeners can ask questions about real estate matters. This week we have one question. And the question is, can I purchase more than one home and use my VA certificate of eligibility? Well, first off, I would like to thank you for your question. And the answer to your question is yes, for two reasons. Reason number one, if you purchase a home using your VA certificate of eligibility, which we can also note it as COE, by paying off your home and or selling your home would qualify you to use your COE again, as long as you meet the additional requirements that your lender will share with you. Reason number two, if you do not use the full amount of your VA COE benefits, you could possibly qualify to purchase another home. I would like to share a past experience. I recently had a client who owned a home and had a VA mortgage on that property. They were trying to purchase a second home, and their lender shared with them that since they did not use the total amount of their VA eligibility benefits, and since their debt to income ratio did not exceed 43%. Now note, debt to income ratio is where you add all of your debt, then you divide it into your income. The percentage amount is your debt to income ratio. There may be other requirements you will have to fulfill in order to be approved. I would encourage you to check with a qualified lender regarding this question, and each situation is different. The upcoming episode, we will focus on Hampton, which is another popular city within Henry County. I would like to share with you that I provide real estate solutions for your real estate needs. Let's open the door to your future together. It's never too late to make lifestyle changes in real estate. I would love to assist you or someone that you may know with your real estate acquisitions. You can contact me by email at rjordan@cbbullard.com or at 770-914-9250. I look forward to you tuning in to Real Estate Moments with Raymond. Have a prosperous day.